What's up and welcome everybody to the Bros and Consoles podcast, episode 78 on June 6th. I had to think for a second what month the sixth month was. I always look at my computer and I almost mess it up.
It'd be funny if like the GPS system got all mixed up and then your date on your computer went to like 2024. I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem right.
That'd be awful. No, we're in 2021. We're still in that year. But I am one half of your host, Nathan Choquette, a.k.a. your best friend, a.k.a. your masseuse. You got a real tight knot over in between your shoulders, and we're going to work it out with some cool video game stuff.
Toss that one in the trash there.
Over there is Sonic's number one fan, Michael Panarero.
No, fighting games are the greatest, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I was more invested in them back in the day.
Yeah. When did you start becoming... Was it this
year and a half.
This year? Oh, it was last year, too.
It was last year, like midway through last year. Mm. Or maybe the beginning of last year. I just started watching people play it. I'm like, man, this is actually really freaking awesome.
Yeah. Now, do you feel like you're at the point yet where you can...
No.
Just flat out no. I was going to say, like, appreciate frames and...
No, I can appreciate cool looking combos.
Gotcha, okay.
But I know... The whole frame and timing and what's the net code, and I understand it, but I'm like, this is above my head still.
Yeah. Still not at that level yet.
No, not at all. I don't think I'll ever get to that level.
But gotta put in like what, like 1,000 hours or something into like a game.
It seems like more than 1,000 hours.
at least, right? Oh man, yeah. But everyone who's listening, hopefully you've caught on by now. This is a podcast about video games and all the things we love about them.
Only 70 some episodes in, and now you caught on. This is a video game podcast.
Hey man. Every day there's a new person out there finding a show for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So we just got to always go in with that mentality. This week is a special week though, Michael, because next week, and I guess you know this podcast happens every week, and I keep disjointing that word. Every weekend, right? But next weekend is the kind of official start of E3 and I guess kind of Summer Games Fest as well. Mm-hmm. It's always weird thinking of those as like two different things, but happening like at the exact same time, basically.
We should just say like... just the video season game of announcements.
Announcements. What is it? Video game announcement bonanza.
There you go.
The VGAB.
Maybe not that far.
What is that called when you do that? Radiation? An acronym. There we go. Or that. Either one.
Either one.
But yeah, next weekend is going to be E3 stuff. And so because of all that going on, we are probably not going to record a normal episode next weekend. We may just do something like a possible review episode or something. Also, my parents are going to be here. And so I'll be very busy.
That will affect things, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of busyness going on. Actually, wait, hold on a second. Next weekend is E3. The weekend after that, probably. Yeah, the weekend after that, I will for sure not be available. So that's what I meant to say. Next weekend, we may be able to do something. It's going to be so busy. We'll figure things out. It may be that, like, you know, next weekend, we have, like, one of us do a recording of a kind of review thing that we've, like, finished from a game we finished recently. And then the next week after that, someone else may do the recording. If anything, I'm assuming right now I may do a recording for this coming weekend, and then the following weekend Michael may do that one because I'll be away from like my mic and everything.
I won't, and mine probably won't be a review. Mine will be like a retrospective.
Oh, okay.
Of a game that I highly appreciate.
Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So people got things to look forward to, but in terms of kind of actual official. Counting all the predictions and things that we're going to make this episode, that'll probably happen maybe towards the end of the month. It might even be later, because if Summer Games Fest is going on for like possibly a month or so, may need some time to kind of give enough time for all the predictions to, like, you know, have played out and stuff, right? Obviously, we're not waiting until the end of the year to see if things that we predicted have come out, but during this time period is when we're kind of, you know, putting the time limit and whatnot. So real quick, before we jump into all that, as you guys may know, you can email us at brosandconsoles@gmail.com if you have any, you know, questions about how we're doing this system after I try to explain it, because sometimes I write things down, sometimes I'm just like, you know.
Play by ear, you know?
Yeah, just go off of what I kind of remember that we texted about, and we'll see what happens. But real quick update on I guess it's kind of an official like delay type of thing. God of War, Michael.
Yep.
It's been pushed.
I feel like that was the most likely one for out of all the games that were iffy.
Yeah. And you know, like it's, you know, I don't think either of us are upset that it's pushed.
No.
I am obviously upset that it's now out of my draft.
Yes, because that was a big one.
It would have been great to have that in there. I'm annoyed, I would say, at the, I guess, like, handling of everything, in a way. Just because, like, you know, for one, just random, like, release of, like, a PlayStation blog interview type of thing that went up. Just being like, hey, guys, you know. Not even, like, the main thing in there. It's just, like, talking about a bunch of stuff. And then kind of slipped in there. It's like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, God of War is going to be pushed until next year. Also, we may or may not hit Horizon Forbidden West this year. Also, Gran Turismo, you know, and God of War and Horizon all going to be... We already knew Horizon, but God of War and Gran Turismo is new news that it's all going to be cross-gen kind of stuff. And that's where I'm just like, all right, guys, get your stuff together over here. just be upfront with people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of even that trailer? I have to look this up now because I was going to look it up before, and then I was cleaning a lot this morning and I didn't look it up. When did the announcement happen for God of War's like first teaser? You know what I'm saying? Was that in 2019 or was that last year?
It was last year. It was the showcase after the first reveal of the PlayStation 5.
Okay. So if it was after that,
because it was the last thing
then that means that we were probably already in lockdown kind of stuff.
I think so, yeah, because I remember watching Kind of Funny and they had the video.
Gotcha. Feed. Okay. Yeah, so if we were already in lockdown, guys, like at that point you just be like, hey guys, maybe we just hold this teaser, you know, like everyone kind of already expects it's going to be eventually in the works and whatnot, or maybe already
or
in
just
the works,
even take away the coming in 2021.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the main thing. It's just like one, you know, the teaser's not even necessary because it was just like the, I think it was what, just the symbol, and then it said 2021 kind of thing. And, you know, Kratos said some words and whatnot.
Yeah.
No point in even having that at all, right? Other than, in my mind, for like shareholders and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
When I wouldn't doubt if all of these decisions were based on pleasing the shareholders.
Oh, of course. But shareholders can't be happy about this either.
Oh, probably not.
So it's like, why get them excited ahead of time to then just make them doubt you later on? You know what I'm saying?
Those higher-ups making not great decisions there.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening over here, but that's what I'm more like annoyed about. I know people are very like forgiving of like the pushing and whatnot, but I'm just like, why even put it out there, guys? This is why nobody takes Sony and Microsoft seriously about dates. And they take Nintendo's word for things because Nintendo generally is like, yeah,
solid
if we
on,
put
yeah.
it out there, it's out there, you know? We don't care if it's got bugs and whatnot.
And half the time it rarely does.
And that's why I'm just like, you know, guys, get on Nintendo's level over here. You know what I'm saying? That was a drink.
Yeah.
But that aside, that was kind of the main delay, right? I don't think there was any other
things. There wasn't anything really big other than the God of War.
Okay, yeah. That was the main one. So, sad days for the fantasy draft. Hopefully, we'll still get...
You're still winning, so...
Hopefully, we'll still get Horizon coming out.
It'll be fine if they push it to next year.
No, that'd it's be... not fine. Not fine at all.
That would better, be your, that would
you
be
better
main...
push You better push Ratchet and Clank as
your
well.
Your other two or three that I feel like are your big ones, Deathloop's coming for sure.
Yeah.
Kena
yeah.
is coming.
Oh yeah, Kenia.
And then I think I'm still on the fence for Halo because I could see Halo getting pushed to next year as well.
Yeah. So yeah, that one I'd be very like, oh man, rough days for 2021 if that's the case. But let's save that for because I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about stuff like that in the predictions. So, like I said, E3 predictions this week. Main things that we're going to be doing is, I know in the past we've had kind of broken down among like different conferences and kind of made multiple predictions for each one like that. Since it's been roughly since 2019 that we actually did a full like list of like predictions and things, the rules are going to change a little bit because obviously we don't know if Sony's doing anything around this time period. And things are very unconventional right now. So rather than kind of make broken out things for each individual conference that's going to be happening, we're just kind of combining the list overall. So much shorter number overall of predictions, but we're going to do 7 mainline ones. This is where I start to explain the rules. 7 mainline predictions. can be about anything, yes. right? Doesn't matter what conference that's going on. Just has to be
whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. Just has to be within this, like, you know, Summer Games Fest E3 announcement bonanza, right?
Yes. I like how you both keep saying, I keep saying season, you keep saying bonanza.
Yeah, bonanza, right? It's a fun word. And besides that, right, we're going to have these, you know, seven mainline ones. We're also going to have one pie in the sky bonus prediction, right? The bonus one, obviously, you know, all these things, if we get them wrong, it's not like we lose points or anything, yeah, right? But the bonus one, if you get it, and the only reason we have this bonus one in there is because it has to be super out there, right? Not something easy like, man, we're going to see a new game from Xbox over here, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be something crazy.
Spoilers, mm-hmm. like 80% of mine are like pie in the sky. I had a whole bunch of fun with it.
Yeah, I think as I got towards the end, I was like, okay, I think some of these are pretty out there for me as well, and I don't really know if these are going to happen or not.
Can almost guarantee you were going to probably win at points. I can almost guarantee.
I feel like because things are so different this time around, and we didn't have pretty much anything last year, mm-hmm. except for Summer Game Fest, which was like way extended out. And we were actually, I think, on hiatus as well. Yep. So we didn't technically do anything around that time period. It's going to be different because the rules have changed. There's so many different like digital events now that yeah. it's difficult to kind of like suss out like patterns and things. So I think overall this is going to be an interesting thing. And I think you'll see that we kind of played fast and loose with some of these things here.
You'll definitely see that.
aside from those like regular predictions, right? Because I want everyone to understand kind of the minutia of how we'll score things. The main part of your prediction will be worth, you know, 1 point. If you get it right, you get it. If you don't, you don't. It makes sense, right? Afterwards, though, if people wanted to be more specific, which I think we encourage specificity and really like throwing your predictions out there and stuff, every kind of like modifier you add after the main prediction, if those things come true, you get like 0.25 points per one, kind of depending on how things are working there, right?
Right.
If we're getting down to the super nitty-gritty, right? If we're talking about like release dates and you say the month, we're going to say that you get, I think, what is it?
Half a point.
Yeah, half a point, 0.5 points. If you also guess the day and the day is correct, that's a full point. So there's ways to kind of stack these things up here. It'll be crazy. Because if we can predict that, then everybody just come at us with your questions for the future because we got crystal balls over here. So I think that's pretty much all the rules, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. We thought about putting a limit on modifiers and stuff, but I don't think there's really, I think we talked about it. There's not really.
That would just be more just for a rule to just have a guideline, because I don't think either of us are going to go ham on.
Yeah. We're not going to play the system and be like, and it's coming like on a Wednesday and it's going to be
12:30 PM.
Yeah. All these weird things, right? The guy who announces it's going to be wearing an orange shirt.
It's going to be raining like that day.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing crazy like that. So let's go ahead and get this started off, Michael. Now, since we know that, you know, whole bunch of things are going to be happening next weekend and into the next coming month. Yeah, starting Thursday, right?
Yep, that's the Summer Games Fest.
All right, so I then think, we have. Yeah, I think you're right there. I think it was like Keely the 10th.
Just posted an update on it, and he said,
"Look at that, Jeff Keely's the what's he creator." Saying?
Here you go. He said, "Kickoff live show hosted Thursday with 30 plus games, special guests, and musical performances."
Dang, dude. I honestly
and wow. updated on long-awaited stuff.
Ooh, I honestly totally forgot about that having announcements in it.
Yeah.
And so my predictions didn't even include the idea of Keely's thing.
Don't worry.
Oh man. Okay. Well, this is good. I think last explanation thing there is, well, if someone says a prediction, unless the other person's prediction is like in direct conflict with it. We'll say that it's taken. You can't like
right.
add on to it and just change it up slightly. Just to be fair there. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael. So who wants to go first? You wanna Rochambeau? Audience can't see it, but let's do it here. Rochambeau. I go to show. I did it.
Oh, you got it.
All right. I did paper. Paper always wins, guys.
It's like people knew what we were doing.
Yeah, I know. They know, man. Take it away. We both went with scissors first, which is a classy move, yes, I believe. To. I don't know the intricacies of rock, paper, scissors. But let's go ahead and start it off. I'll be the first one to go. So, Michael, I'm starting off with the one that I feel better about, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of like things that I could maybe predict stuff from. At the Xbox Bethesda conference, right? We're going to get a deep dive of Starfield.
Yep.
Because if we don't, I don't know what's up with that game. And so that's the baseline, right?
Okay.
Modifiers. We receive confirmation that it's a console exclusive because we haven't officially gotten that yet.
Makes sense.
Much to the chagrin of PlayStation gamers.
Now, when you say console, is if it would come to PC too, is that...
So console exclusive, just meaning like it's only coming to Xbox. Okay. And I'm going to say like full console exclusive. I don't think they're going to play that like timed exclusive game
okay. Kind
of thing.
Makes sense.
And then second modifier, game is coming out in 2022. I don't feel confident enough to say when.
So
I'm just going to say 2022.
Okay. That's a good starting
all right.
point.
All right. So what's your first one, Michael? Yeah, it's a softball. You
know? I'm going to do my lesser, not like home run ones or like mm-hmm. swing for the fences ones here. Actually, I'll play off that one because mine is kind of similar.
Oh, okay.
So Nintendo has a decent relationship with Xbox.
Oh, all right.
During either, I'll say the Xbox conference. Mm-hmm. Xbox reveals that Game Pass in some format, not full, mm-hmm. we'll say some format, Game Pass is coming to the Switch.
Wow.
And that's early next year.
You are insane, Michael.
That's my lowest.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you. And okay. I'll add a modifier. Mm-hmm. It will be all Bethesda games.
Oh, interesting. Well. Okay, okay.
Coincides that'll with them making a new Switch Pro too, so they'll be able to play those games.
Okay, okay, okay. So let me just recap it. So main one is that some form of Game Pass coming to the Switch, mm-hmm. and modifier is
mainly
Bethesda games will be kind of like shown on it. Okay, okay, that sounds cool. All right.
Won't happen though.
Hey man, if it were to happen, it would definitely happen at the Microsoft.
It would probably.
I think we'll say that's another modifier there as well. That's happening at the Microsoft conference. Okay. Okay. I like that. Okay. Number two. Halo Infinite gets a new trailer at the Xbox conference.
Gotcha.
We do get a release date finally, right? Because we've had a release window forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the exact date is November 9th of this year.
Ooh, didn't they originally say December?
I don't think so.
I think they said holiday. I think they said December.
They said December?
Originally, I think they did.
I don't know about that. Let's double check this.
I'm going to check this.
Because that's the case, I will change the date. It's not set in stone yet. Let me see.
They might have said December.
Here we go. Halo Infinite release date. What does
I could
it say?
Be wrong. It says September. Okay, so maybe it isn't.
I just see 2021.
Okay. No, I must have
released in autumn 2021. Because I believe that they've said fall, and I think they've also said holiday, which is like,
could be whatever. Area. Okay, wait. On Games Radar, it says the company mm-hmm. has also stated it wanted to ensure the team has adequate time to deliver Halo experience that meets our vision.
Yep, yep.
And a lengthy development update released in December 2020.
Oh, okay, so maybe in December they announced that it would be pushed.
Okay,
that's
probably where I got it.
Okay. Yeah. So I think so far they've just said holiday 2021. So let me get specific with it. So November 9th, Michael. Oof. Put it down in the calendar.
It's down. It's going to happen.
Put it down. Also, another modifier. Part of the trailer is going to show off multiplayer gameplay also.
Okay. You got to have Halo in multiplayer.
Yeah, you got to show something for the multiplayer heads. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what we call them, right? Multiplayer heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everybody calls them. Okay, Michael, what's your number two?
Okay, let's see. Okay, sticking with Nintendo.
Ooh, okay.
Nintendo announces Mario Kart 9.
Oh.
In their conference.
Now, we'll say, are you calling it Mario Kart 9 or just kind of whatever the next Mario Kart
Whatever the next Mario Kart, because I could see him calling it Mario Kart Switch or something.
Gotcha, okay.
They show gameplay footage, mm-hmm. and release date is announced for November 2021.
Wow.
Now, modifier.
Okay, whoa, well, that was already a modifier, yeah.
With the new Switch Pro or Switch, whatever they're calling it, as a bundle with console.
Oh my gosh. All right. Okay, so they'll have a bundle available with the next Switch model.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I like it.
I hope. It'd be so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Can also see them just rehashing Mario Kart 8 again.
Oh my gosh, that would be
still a best-selling game.
Yeah, how disappointed would you be if
I
like,
would be slightly disappointed? I don't know, I'd be really disappointed, but yeah. I end up probably still buying it for the Switch Pro.
Now, do you think it would be a like no pun intended? Do you think it would be a pro move to get the bundle and then also just like resell Mario Kart to somebody, kind of thing? You know what I'm saying? Because Nintendo games pretty much just like, yeah. But I also, it probably wouldn't be insanely cheaper than just like the general Switch Pro.
No, right? Yeah.
They'd probably just bump it up to like whatever.
Probably like
$60 above the normal Switch Pro price.
Exactly. I gotcha. The game.
Okay. And just so people are aware, they haven't actually announced the Switch Pro yet.
No, this is all based on speculation.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people thinking that it might happen.
A lot of people were thinking it was happening last week. Oh, it's coming now. And mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been thinking it's been close to happening even since last year.
Yeah.
So it'll happen eventually, maybe, but we'll see. All right, number three. I don't know if I had a place that I put it where at, but Elden Ring is coming back.
Okay.
We're finally getting a reappearance of Elden Ring. Right?
Okay.
Modifier. The game is planned to come out in 2022, and it looks pretty dope. That's not necessarily a modifier, but I think it's going to be.
They say the words, it looks pretty dope. Now, okay, so I have a similar one. Now, what was the rule on that?
So if it's like, I'm saying that it's going to be there, right? Or it's going to show up. If your prediction is that it's going to show up and you have different modifiers, then we say they can't. That doesn't, it, since they're too close. We can't, not allowed. If you tell me that you don't think it's coming, then we can put it down.
Okay, well, I gotta take away that one then.
Okay. Other modifier, the background music is some dope symphonic music with choir-like vocalizations along with it to give it that, you know, dark high fantasy feel. Also, less than half of the trailer that is shown shows off gameplay, and it's mainly cinematic scenes in the rest of it. Because I don't think we're quite at the point yet where they're like, let's deep dive into Elden Ring over here.
No, probably not. Well, to be fair, my pick was going to be, it was coming out in October 2021.
Oh my gosh, you're crazy, Michael. That'd be exciting, though.
That'd be crazy awesome. Okay,
since I'm saying it's not coming out till 2022, if your prediction was that the game is coming out this year.
Yeah, mine was prediction it was coming out this, they were going to announce it, show gameplay footage, and it would come out October 2021.
Okay.
Is that too similar?
I think it's different enough. It is okay. Slightly in opposition in terms of like the dates when it's coming out. So
okay,
I think we can allow it.
Okay. Well, then that was my pick then.
Okay. So recap. So you said we see Elden Ring
gameplay footage and release date October 2021.
Gotcha. Okay. Here we go. What do we got? Number four.
I think number four. Yes.
Okay. Number four. Square Enix. Specifically, Eidos Montreal shows off the apparently long-rumored Guardians of the Galaxy game. Modifier. The game is a third-person action adventure, somewhat similar to the Tomb Raider games in gameplay style.
Interesting.
Another modifier. You can switch between the different Guardians when you're in combat situations and they're all around.
That would be cool.
That'd be very cool. Another modifier. The game will be set for release in October of this year.
The game we've not gotten any footage on is coming in a couple months.
I told you, man, we're getting crazy with this.
We're swinging for the fences here.
We are, man.
Oof.
Can you imagine if we like get all of these things and just
I would never leave the house.
Yeah, the brain just explodes, Michael.
Oh my god. Okay.
All right. I think you're number four, right?
Number four, yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
Ooh, I liked it.
Okay. We'll do another Nintendo one.
Hmm.
And this is my last of like maybe happening ones.
Okay.
Nintendo announces a new Donkey Kong game.
Ah.
This time it's a 3D Donkey Kong in the same vein as Mario Galaxy.
Oh, that's the 3D Mario games. Okay.
Coming out early 2022.
Ooh.
Couldn't bite the bullet on 2021. I was like, oh, that's a little too soon. We have nothing on this. So early 2022.
That's like, man, Nintendo is in that range too, where like, you know, they're kind of like Square, where they throw something out there and you don't hear about it for like years.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, hey guys, you know, Metroid Prime 4 is still being worked on.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, like randomly, like, hey, Donkey Kong 3D, we're coming out early next year.
Like Mario Golf. Heard nothing on Mario Golf. Oh, yeah. The trailer and it comes out in a couple months. I'm like,
yeah. such a weird company. All right, number five, I believe.
Number five.
Okay. I'm trying to think of which one I want to go with here. So far we've been pretty good. We haven't like overlapped too much.
No, we haven't.
So I think we've. Good. Yeah, I was worried. I had these to make
next ones. There's I can't imagine you having the same ones as me.
Yeah, I think that it's probably going to be pretty difficult to overlap with some of these last ones I made too. Okay, we'll go here. I don't know where it's being shown because it could be shown a couple places. But I'm gonna say, and I think this one is, now that I'm reading it, probably a little bit less likely than I would hope. But Project Triangle Strategy finally gets an official name.
Oh God.
In parentheses, this is not a modifier. It's probably still ridiculous sounding.
Probably.
I'm gonna throw my modifier in there later. So another demo will be, this is a modifier, another demo will be available within 2021 mm-hmm. to show off, you know, some more of the gameplay and a bit of the story. Modifier, the game gets a release window set for 2022 and like shooting for the fences modifier. They're calling it, what I want it to be called,
salt,
really?
Salt
Iron Tactics. That's what they're calling it. Just go with it, Nintendo. Go with it.
If they call it that, I would be shocked.
Man. I will be shocked if they call it Triangle Strategy, like legit.
That's knowing his track record, the creator, I can totally see it being called
please
that.
Please no. Like I get it, right? Like I've thought about this for a while, probably more than I should.
Probably.
I've thought about this and I'm like, okay, guys, like I get you wanna like name it something that people will, you know, be attracted to, one, sounds cool, two, also like makes sense with the game, three, mm-hmm. I don't know how many things I was gonna add on here. And four, like, is something that the average consumer would look at and be like,
this is different.
Yo, what's that all about, right? Not something that they look at and they're like, that sounds ridiculous. I'm not even going to check it out. But, like, I don't know. When they came out with, like, Project Octopath Traveler, like, it sounded ridiculous.
It did.
But then it made sense. You know? Like,
that's the weird thing.
Yeah, the weird thing there is it made sense. I cannot see how Triangle Strategy would make sense. There's no way you go into a store and you're like, Mom, give me that Triangle Strategy game. Like, no, come on.
Unless, only thing I can imagine is like Triangle Strategy is a form of like strategy within the game lore. Ugh. Like an army uses, let's use Triangle Strategy for this or something along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, like the only thing I can think of that like it's supposed to tie into is because there are like three factions in the story. So it's like that triangle of like
connections
kind of thing, and then it's a strategy game. But I'm like, guys, that sucks. Like, you can't go with that as a full title, right? Like, you gotta change it up. Oh man,
they're like, you want to bet?
You want to bet what kind of ridiculous names we can stick with? Oh my gosh,
that's a good one. I like that one.
Ah, thank you. All right, so what's your number five, Michael?
Number five. So I'm trying to think of, I'll say at Summer's Game Fest.
Oh, okay.
Because Ed Boon showed off Mortal Kombat 11 at the Game Awards.
Oh, okay.
So he has that tie with Jeff Keighley. Mm-hmm. New fighting game is shown from NetherRealm Studios, the makers of Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. And it is revealed, with no gameplay trailer, just we'll do a teaser, mm-hmm. to be Marvel versus DC.
Oh, crazy.
Coming next year.
Which, I remember, because I think I heard that prediction.
Because it,
who was it?
I think it was Tim.
Was it Tim?
Yeah. Tim did a similar one because I think it was a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. Ed Boon posted out a couple tweets. One, they're working on a new game, and then two, a tweet with something on the lines of which is better, DC or Marvel, and that was it.
Okay.
And nothing else. And people are like, whoa, what does this mean?
Oh my gosh.
That would be amazing if they were able to do a Marvel versus DC game.
That'd be pretty crazy. Like. Because I'm trying to think, the last fighting, besides Infamous, like those games, or no, what's it called? Injustice.
Injustice.
Besides the Injustice games, the last like DC crossover thing that I can think of was the DC and Mortal Kombat crossover fighting game, which was like forever ago.
And then there's the Marvel versus Capcom games that go way back, but
man,
no DC versus Marvel, which would be crazy.
It'd be pretty crazy.
Unlikely, but crazy.
Yeah, so unlikely. Oh, man. But that'd be pretty cool. All right. We'll hope for that. All right. Number six. Which one? Okay, yeah, let's go here. The game Tunic makes a long-awaited comeback. Good. with a new trailer.
I like it.
The long silent game is revealed to have an early 2022 release window.
Ooh.
It's a first modifier. Second one, it's a Xbox console exclusive at launch.
Okay. Makes
sense. And third one will be coming to Game Pass when it releases.
That's a solid pick right there. I like that one.
Come on, Finji. You publisher? Give me the game.
They're the publisher of it?
Finji, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They also did... Didn't they do Night in the Woods?
Maybe.
Because they're also coming out with a...
Yeah, actually, I think they did.
New game.
It's that thing that looks like a ferret or something with like a crown. I think that's what Finji's publisher icon looks like. There was another game that came out recently that was published by Finji as well. And I was like, dude, I don't think I ever heard about this game.
Yeah.
And this game came out before Tunic came out. But I think...
It is Finji, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But I think the developer of Tunic is like one guy. It's a one-man studio.
Dang.
But, I mean, that's been... I think it was announced, like, a few years ago, at least. Maybe, like, 2016, 2015.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, long time. But it's time.
Is time. I agree.
Xbox. Tunic developer. It's time.
speaking of a little side tangent, Finji, they're also releasing a game, Chicory, A Colorful Tale.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that
yeah.
game looks... fantastic.
That was the game that I was thinking of. That there's a game coming out by them soon, or published by them
soon.
A
couple days.
Yeah, and yeah, Chicory is coming out. Chicory. It's on the 10th, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw you got it on your draft.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at it. I've been following it. Man, this game looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Like, I agree. It looks really good. It looks really cool. I am too much of a nervous Nancy about the...
Understandable.
About the... like track records and stuff. I'm just like, man, I can never tell if puzzle games are gonna be hitting hard with the scores or you know, missing and whiffing.
Hey man, I've gone full in on Biomutant, might as well go full on this one.
Oh man.
Okay. So number six for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, here's this one.
I like how you start off with that.
It's you'll see. So we'll say I don't know if Sony's gonna do if Sony does a
like a state of play.
State of play or something. They'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty Dog is shown to have a new game in the works.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A teaser is shown.
Uh-huh.
That's one modifier. Or one. That'll be one. Naughty Dog shows a new game with a teaser. That'll be one. That's
okay, yeah. So they show a teaser for a new game.
New game. Right?
Okay.
Teaser shown. This is going to be exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
A figure is shown walking in the distance. Camera pans up, and we only see their back. Suddenly, somebody calls out and says, "Jack," and they turn, and you see Jack and Daxter. Fades to black. No release date announced.
Yes, you're crazy.
Boom! It's gonna happen. Jack and Daxter coming.
Oh my gosh!
New Jack and Daxter. Don't know. No, I'm not gonna say remaster. I'm not gonna say remake. Yeah. I'm just saying.
And it sounds like they don't even say.
They don't even say. No.
They don't even say what it is.
It's just a teaser of Jack and Daxter. It's gonna happen.
Oh my gosh, dude! Could you imagine if they, if they went back? Like, I know there'd be so many people that would be super excited, but like the thought of them going to back to like a Jack and Daxter type game compared to like
crazy.
What they've been doing with like Uncharted and The Last of Us.
We need to stop doing dark stuff. We're gonna go back to the cartoony feel.
Yeah, like I kind of think sometimes I'm like, don't you guys get tired of like all the depressing things?
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta just make a fun game, you know.
Jack and Daxter would be that fun game.
Yeah, there you go. That could be their break.
It would be their
break. It'd be like their summer break. It'd be like, you guys have summer break? Make this Jack and Daxter game.
They see how well Ratchet and Clank's doing.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that, like, you know, obviously, you know, Ratchet and Clank kind of got like a new gloss of paint in like 2016 mm-hmm. for the movie tie-in game kind of thing. Remake of the first game.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm surprised that like more of these things haven't come back.
I'm honestly surprised too.
Yeah, because I mean, you've seen how well it did.
Crash and
mm-hmm.
but and Spyro maybe.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
Jack
yeah.
or
they got like
Sly
yeah. So Crash, I guess, would be the next one that did like make a comeback. But then also like Activision was like, all right, no more Crash games. You're all working on Call of Duty. So disappointing. Okay. Okay.
That one's the most likely to happen.
out of the other out of six that we've said so far, most likely New Jack game. Okay. Okay. So final number 7. Yeah, I like this one the best. Okay. So I'm gonna. Yeah, I'll start with the prediction, and yeah, I'll do the prediction stuff and the modifiers, and then I'll go into explaining why.
Explaining.
Yeah, explaining. Explaining why this better happen.
Okay.
Because otherwise, man, ridiculous. Okay, so Ghostwire Tokyo makes an appearance during the Bethesda portion of the conference.
Was it a Bethesda game?
Yeah, it okay. is. Okay. Yeah, so that That's one crazy, and Deathloop, both in that, you know,
Bethesda. Oh, yeah, stuff. Okay.
We finally get a release date, and it's not happening in October like previous hints had hinted at and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In parentheses, because it's probably too close to Deathloop at this point.
Understandable.
Another Sony console, I think, launch exclusive for a year or whatever. But the game is coming in early 2022, and I'm gonna add in there, I'm betting on February if they're choosing a month kind of thing. I don't think they're choosing a date yet.
We haven't seen too much on that game. That initial gameplay trailer ish, if that was gameplay and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was considered gameplay kind of stuff in there. But yeah, it was that first person fighting ghosts and ghouls kind of thing. Looked super sweet.
It did.
But also I'm just I don't know what this game is yet.
Tell me more, please.
Yeah, tell me more about it. So I think it's coming back. And the reason why, right, is because now I'm gonna put this out there because, you know, Xbox has been about lately, right? About the whole guys, you know, we think exclusives are dumb, right? We want everybody to play great games everywhere, you know.
I like the mindset.
And keen-eared listeners may be like, hey, but Nathan, you just made a prediction earlier that Starfield is going to be an Xbox exclusive. And yeah, I'm saying it out loud. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Exceptions are there.
But I'm saying I'm giving Xbox the benefit of the doubt here that they're actually going to show a game that's going to be launch exclusive on PlayStation at their conference. Because I think they're also going to show Deathloop at their conference too.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Because that's, in my mind, that's why they have it titled as Xbox/Bethesda conference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just Xbox conference. So I think they're going to maybe break down, as Jericho might say, break down the walls, right?
It's a beautiful reference.
I think they're going to break down the walls and actually show these things off in there. And if they don't do it, now that I've put this out there, I think that people that are, you know, mostly play on PlayStation and stuff like that, I think they have a right to be like, hey guys, what's up? Like, you guys are total liars about this whole no exclusivity kind of thing, or not liking the idea of exclusives on your platform and stuff. Because, you know what I'm saying, man? If they're gonna make Starfield exclusive and then be not gonna show off Ghostwire Tokyo, which is a Bethesda game, but not gonna be on Xbox for a year after it comes out, it's gonna be a weird world. But I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're gonna show it in there and not gonna just pretend it doesn't exist until it comes out kind of thing.
Sure, that's true.
Because also why would you put out a game that you're working hard on only to let it die and stuff, right, before it has the chance to come to your own platform?
Well, they did it with Scalebound.
That's true. Well, they canceled Scalebound outright, right? One, if they were to cancel it, that'd be pretty crazy. But also, contracts, I assume, would stop that from happening. But the idea of, working hard on a game and then putting it out and being, no marketing at all. Sony has to do it on their own if they want to, but maybe Sony's not going to care enough to do it, and they just, let it come out, and it's just, oh, one day it's out. There you go, guys. Go play it. So, hopefully they're nice guys, you know what I'm saying?
They seem like nice guys. They seem
they do, yeah, and that's why I'm I don't believe they're gonna be all sabotagey about it.
No.
Which would
fact,
feel like that
the fact they're letting Deathloop still be a Sony exclusive after buying Bethesda.
Yeah they're honoring contracts and things. I think they're good on that stuff.
Yeah,
and I don't think they would my main thing is I don't think they would hamstring themselves not talking about it. So
no, probably
I think now's the time for us to see a little bit more about it.
It's a solid pick.
Okay.
You got some solid picks.
I think
some
We all got some crazy things added in there. What's your number seven, Michael?
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A surprise announcement, or surprise announcement for the Summer Game Fest. So it's going to happen at Summer's Game Fest.
Okay.
Jeff Keighley's going to be talking. He's going to get a phone call. He's going to pick up the phone. He's going to like...
This is all in the show?
All in the show.
Okay.
He's like, are you sure? Okay. Okay. He's going to put the phone down. So, my good friend just called. He wants me to show this.
Mm-hmm.
Screen's going to cut to black. A small teaser. Small teaser. The words Hideo Kojima pop up on the screen. Cuts to black. Another words pop up. Shield tilt.
Wait, what?
Shield tilt pops up on the screen. Shield. S-H-I-E-L. Shield or Shile.
Oh, wait. Sorry, hold on.
S-H.
S-H-I-E-L?
Yep.
Shield? Okay, shield. So like shield without the D?
Without the D.
Okay.
Tilt. Next word. T-I-L-T.
Tilt. Okay.
Shows. And then cuts to black and then nothing. It's going to be a code name. If you rearrange those words,
yeah,
you get Silent Hill.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's one of those anagrams. I gotcha.
That's all you're going to get.
Okay.
Next game. Hideo Kojima. Going to be announced from Jeff Keighley.
Oh my gosh.
Because they're good friends.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was like, when you said, wait, what did you say that he answered the phone and then, did you say that he said something about a friend in there?
He said, my good friend wanted me to show you this.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I was like, because we all know who Jeff Keighley's good friend is.
Yeah, of
no
course.
No one's out on that fact over there. Okay. So I know that's like a stage setting for people to visualize. Yes. So you think that they're going to have a teaser
base,
for
base thing Hideo is Kojima's for new thing? Hideo Kojima's thing, and the modifier will be all of that.
Okay.
Rest.
Yeah. Okay. The modifier is it's very cryptic and it's about Silent Hills.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That'd be pretty crazy.
That'd be very crazy. He's going to be in the works for a horror game. So.
Yeah. That's true. There's a pretty cool, like, I forget who the other one. Who was it? Because he worked with Sony, I think. Either Sony or Sega. One of the two, but he's working on like a horror game now, I think, as well. And man, I'm gonna have to like think later and like correct myself. But it's like he split off from the company so that he could start making his own like horror thing, and he's like really into those like, you know, super disturbing like Japanese horror kind of thing, like a lady who lives in the trash can like comes out to get you kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
My head just goes to a manga artist, but I don't think it's
man. Yeah, I'll have to try and look this up later and maybe, you know, fill people in next time because I'm forgetting the name. But it's like, it's a really like strange sounding studio name. And I think they're super early into kind of development of like the next thing, but it's supposed to be horror based kind of thing.
Interesting.
I'll have to look it up.
It's not Junji Ito, is it?
No. Is that the guy who made like The Ring and stuff? Is that what
No, he's just a very popular manga horror artist.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't remember which one it was. Let me see if I can just Sony horror game. That's not going to help at all.
It's not going to help at all. Sony horror game in the works.
Man. Yeah. Nah. That was never going to work. I can't think of this. All right. We'll figure it out later. That one. Yeah. Speaking just of horror things, that one I was excited about just because seemed like he
abandoned.
Maybe. Wait, no. Was that like the one that people were thinking was like related to Kojima, and then rumors were like getting way out of control for that thing?
It's by the guy Hassan Karaman, game director at Blue Box Games.
Okay, yeah, I think people were thinking that was like a shell company for Kojima or something like that, and yeah, crazy rumors, and they had to come out and be like, hey guys, we're not related to Kojima. We just wanted to make something cool here. Yeah, I'll find it later. It's a hard name to like figure out, so I'll try and find it later. But there are some cool horror ideas out there that I think could be done. I think we're on our final bonus prediction. All right, here we go, Michael. Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right, I think people that know me probably know like, hey, how come Nathan didn't say anything about this yet? We know that they're having a conference, but he should have said something by now. And guys, because it's my bonus prediction, all right? that's why the bonus, you got to throw it out there because this is all I care about at this point from them.
It's funny because mine is the similar way.
Oh, okay. So here we go. Ubisoft Forward. We're going over to the Ubisoft.
Okay. Right when you said Ubisoft, I knew what you're talking about.
So guys, y'all been waiting a long time because I've been waiting a long time as well. You know, last time we saw the old man, he was working on a blacklist over here.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was like, what, 2012, 2013? Yeah. It's forever ago, dude. So, you guys know what it is. Sam Fisher is back, and it's not just a cameo. We're getting a new Splinter Cell game, Michael. The showing that we get is just a teaser. Just a teaser. If they show a release window, it's 2022, because, you know, they can say that and then push it, and that would be totally, I would understand.
Right.
But it's a super tight moment to see, and that's my parentheses on there. Then we'll also get some BS, like, you know, extra stuff of, you know, him coming to, like, other games that we don't care about.
Fortnite and all that.
Yeah, all these ridiculous things. Like, we don't care. We'll get some. I don't. There must have been a weird autocorrect on here, because I see on here it says, and we'll also get some BS camp stuff as well. But I don't think that's what I meant, and I don't know the word I used. Sam Fisher
camping.
What was the
BS crap?
Like no. Like maybe collab stuff, like collaboration stuff.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That might have been it. I don't know. Autocorrect messed me up here.
Or BS compilation.
Yeah, like shoot. What's the word when you like. Maybe it was supposed to be cameo, and it changed to camp. Yeah, I think it was. We get some, you know, BS cameo stuff, but who cares about that? You know what I'm saying? The main game is back. We're all excited.
Yes, we are.
Okay, Michael.
It's funny you say that, because I was gonna say Splinter Cell. Oh, you as were one, but I was like, no, evil. I'm not gonna do that.
Now, if you had done that, I had another one that I could have just switched over to.
Okay.
But that's okay. I didn't think you were gonna go as far.
No. I was like, that doesn't seem fair. Okay. So my bonus, in the same lines of yours of wanting something for a while. This one is also something that people have wanted.
Yeah.
For a good, I think I know good, where you're good long going. Time. Well, you should.
Maybe.
Good long time. So this is gonna happen during the Summer's Game Fest.
Okay.
It's going to be the last announcement of the show, of the whole event. Keeley's going to go, get one more trailer for you guys. Here you go. Now picture yourself. You're watching a black screen. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happening. And then an Apple logo appears. Team Cherry. Silk Song. A minute.
Oh, that's where you're
a
going.
A minute. Where were you thinking I was going?
No, that's what you have to.
A minute trailer plays. Gameplay. Awesome. Yeah, exciting. Screen cuts to black. White words pop up on the screen, and they say, out today.
Oh, you're nuts.
Boom. Silk Song comes out that day. Calling it now.
This is the definition of a pie in the sky prediction.
Calling it now.
even after they were already like, hey, guys, we're not going to be at E3. Don't get excited.
They said E3, not Summer's Game Fest.
All right.
That is going to happen out of all the picks.
Okay. I appreciate that. Now, where I thought you were going with this was, because I was like, wow, neither of us mentioned any of this at all. I thought you were going with, like, Zelda, the next Breath of the Wild game is coming up.
Too easy a little bit.
Too easy, and yet neither of us picked
it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, because if we were going to get that, it'd probably be around now in terms of, like, them saying something. But also, you know, along those lines, probably the Switch Pro, but who knows when we're getting info about that.
If it even exists,
right? Oh, man.
I'm getting hyped up just for seeing all my picks.
I know, man.
That's not going to happen.
That's like the fun of these predictions, is that you hype yourself up and then, you know, try not to think too hard about it, because
and
if
then
you
get
do,
disappointed when none of them happen.
Yeah, that's why. Try not to think too hard about it. I don't like hype myself up to then be like, man, these things are going to happen for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then be disappointed when it doesn't happen. It's just like I feel excited thinking about the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, it's like, okay, yeah. I knew it was kind of crazy.
This is a made up thing in my head anyway.
Yeah, I knew it was kind of crazy and out there. It's fine.
I will say I watched Kind of Funny's picks to make sure I didn't really like take any of theirs.
Yeah.
Greg's one that he said, I can't remember what number it was, but I'm like, oh, this would be amazing.
Was it one of the last ones?
I think it was like midway through.
Was it like Simpsons Hit and Run?
Simpsons Hit and Run. If that one, oh my God, if that game comes back in any kind of form, that's all I'll be playing.
Yeah, that was a wild prediction ride. Go listen to the, what was it? It was on Gamescast. Listen to the Kind of Funny Gamescast E3 predictions episode for this year, because that was a wild ride getting to that prediction.
Good game, man.
That would be pretty crazy.
That'd be crazy.
And the way he tied that together based on things that had happened in the past, I was like, that sounds legit.
That could work.
I could see this being a thing. Oh, man. Did you have any extra predictions that we didn't end up having to use because we didn't really?
I had one more I was going to do with the Elden Ring one.
Oh,
I was going to say during the Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco?
Bandai Namco.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's okay.
I always say it wrong.
It's all that they got the words that sound too similar and stuff.
During their conference, they would announce a remaster or updated version of Bloodborne for the PS5.
Oh, wow.
And then at the end of it.
Wait, at Bandai Namco?
Yeah, because Bandai Namco owns Souls.
Wait, what? Do they? Not From Software? I think
the right thing. Well, From Software is the developer, but Bandai Namco owns.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
Let me check.
That might just be something I forgot about.
Namco From.
We are looking things up.
Bandai Namco. Develops a game jointly with Bandai Namco.
All right. Yep. There we go. That'd be pretty crazy.
During that one. But modification at the end would have been a show teaser for Bloodborne 2.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. That'd be nuts. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Imagine, Michael. I mean, obviously, we have Elden Ring as well. It's just like
Bloodborne
2.
That they'll show once for 3 years and then not talk.
Yeah, not talk about it until Elden Ring is out and everything. So I had a couple lined up just in case things fell apart or we like overlap too much. I think one of them was that Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker is going to be the only console title in the Final Fantasy franchise shown off at the Square conference.
Well, makes sense.
And I said mobile doesn't count because they never count. You know. And I also said that Final Fantasy 16 would be nowhere to be seen, and neither is the Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2. Because I'm like, we ain't getting news about that for a while.
No, guys. We're more likely to get more news on 16.
Yeah, for sure. But they're far, far out at this point, it feels like. Just tell me already that 16 is not happening this year so I can take it off my draft, guys.
Small little thing with the remake 2, because I've seen some people like, oh man, when's it coming out? I'm like, the game just came out last year.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Even if they've been working on it for like maybe a year after remake, it's still only 2 years at most, I can imagine.
Yeah, like
the game opens up after Midgar like massively.
Yeah, like I'm kind of like cool your jets fans out there. Exactly. Like no way this thing is coming out for another like 5 years.
Okay, so that's a huge
because they got 16 going on. I'm like, I can't even imagine. Like
could be different, two different teams
maybe,
because I think the team that's working on 14 or that was working on 14, the online one, is working on 16.
Yeah, wait, no, are they?
I think so.
Yeah, is that what, hold on a second, I'm trying to think now. Because I do remember that. Yeah, no, yeah, that's right. I think Timur was the one who said that or made that connection. But yeah, so. Was it Timur? Is Timur a big 16 or sorry, 14 fan? Or was that?
It might have been Michael.
Michael Hyam. Yeah, I think it was Michael Hyam. But yeah, so basically, I think you're right. So 16, I think, is being worked on by the team that has worked on 14 this whole time, which is why it's exciting to see. If they're working on that. Then the other team may be working on Remake 2 in the background, but it's not coming
anytime soon.
Yeah, no way, guys. At least 3 or 4 years in my mind. That's just Square moves on Square time. You know
they
what
do.
And then I think the other one I had, this was like in case I ran out of stuff at the end, in case we overlapped way too much. I said Bethesda shows off the next Wolfenstein game and gives a bunch of updates on upcoming titles.
What?
But I said these ones will include
the
PS5/Series Xbox Series versions of Doom Eternal getting a release date, because we're supposed to be getting like a next-gen version of those, or a current-gen, I guess, now.
Mm-hmm.
Another trailer for Deathloop, because we all know what's happening, right? An update on Ghostwire Tokyo and Fallout 76 stuff.
Oh, God. So, I hope not.
I think we're gonna.
Well, probably. They're gonna say something all along.
Yeah, they've got to talk about it. It's still going on and stuff. Solid thing.
If I end up getting more points than you,
man, trying to go through these things, I would be shocked if like we get
any
we get like more than half of these things collectively together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're gonna end up like 1.5 points for you and like 0.25 for me.
Oh man, but that's the fun of these things.
Oh
man.
Yeah,
you never know what's
going
to
happen. These things out.
Oh yeah, man. And I think next week is going to be so crazy busy. Like it's insane thinking about all the conferences.
I'm glad I have Friday off.
Oh nice, yeah.
Thankfully, so I got a 3-day weekend to like consume some of the content that happened already.
Yeah, I'm bummed that like because I have Wednesday off next week randomly. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, for some reason, my workplace is going to be closed on Wednesday. It's not a holiday, I don't think. I don't know what's going on. So, like, I'll be off the day before the Summer Games Fest, like, bonanza starts off.
Yep.
And I'm just like, man, why couldn't you have had it one day earlier?
Just go at your office when you're examining people.
Oh, gosh.
Have, like, your phone taped to the wall and just be looking at that. And like, open your eye a little bit. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Everything's okay. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Go, here's a slip for medication. Don't do that.
That's awful. Oh, man. Very excited about E3 and the game bonanza, though. Mm-hmm. Man.
It's not the game.
It's just easier to call it that, man. Also, I feel like when I say Summer Game Fest, because it's just Game Fest, right? Not Summer Games Fest?
I think it's Summer Games Fest.
Oh, it is Games Fest. Okay, yeah. I feel like I just, like, blur all the words together.
It doesn't flow very well off the tongue.
Yeah, really. Just call it the SGF, you know?
Or the Keeley Show.
Yeah, that would actually be super tight. I would love that. If they just call it the Keeley Show, that'd be awesome. Or the Keeley Fest.
You know? The Keeley Fest, there you go.
There you go. Just like do that. That's easier to say than Summer Game Fest by Jeff Keighley. Oh, man. Okay. Well, there we go. It's a little bit of a shorter episode this week, since, you know, that's kind of the main things there. Did you play many games this week, Michael?
I played a couple. I played Virtua Fighter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How's that going?
Because I never played Virtua Fighter, only on the arcade games and the Yakuza series.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is all right. Feels like Tekken. I'm not a huge fan of Tekken. But playing it, it's much faster and controls easier, I feel like, than Tekken. Because Tekken's felt very slow and heavy, and you have to be, like, exact with, like, punch and kick and this.
Yeah, you really have to know the timing on, like, Tekken combos and stuff.
This one's a lot easier to, like, gain control of.
Okay, okay.
And I got a character down, and I went online. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try online matches. Mm-hmm. 3-0.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Just never go back online again.
Never go back online. I have a perfect record. No need to go back online. Perfect
record at the moment.
I stopped that also because I want to get ready for to get destroyed in Guilty Gear Strive.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Man, this next week is going to be pretty wild.
Ratchet and Clank comes out.
Yeah, we got Guilty Gear Strive. We got Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. We have Chicory, A Colorful Tale. There's something else that I was looking forward to also. What was it, man?
June. Well, when you look that up, I'll say the other game I played.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the two other games. The two games I bought from the indie sale that's going on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Monster Boy and The Cursed Kingdom.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's really, it has a cool anime opening. Mm-hmm. And it's that platformer, old school stuff, just redone graphics and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a game I'll enjoy. Got a game called Hot Shot Racing. Oh, it's like a retro racing game from like the Genesis Saturn days. Mm-hmm. Really fun. It's one of those games I'll just jump into and turn off my brain and just race. But the other one I played was Cuphead.
Oh, now, nice.
Before I started playing, I beat the first island of bosses.
Yeah. Wait, did you already have Cuphead?
Or I had it on the Switch.
Gotcha. Okay, so you got on the PS4?
On
the
PS4, yes. Thanks. So I bought on the PS4 a while ago too also, but I beat the first island of bosses. They were pretty easy. Got to the second aisle. Had difficulty and I stopped. But then I picked it up yesterday in like a couple hours, beat all the bosses on the island too.
Wow, dang. All
pushed my way slowly. Mm-hmm. I know it gets harder with the third final island or bosses.
Gotcha.
So that one's probably going to take some time. But that was fun.
Okay. Nice, nice. Yeah, I think the one I was thinking of that's coming out this next week as well, or I guess this week basically, we're in Sunday already, is the Ninja Gaiden Master Collection.
Oh, yeah.
So that one also, I'm just like, man, so many things coming out this week.
Hard to beat.
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough, yeah. Because I was going through the other day, and I was like, man, there's some games that I want to get, and I got to get these things. But then the indie sale caught my eye, and I was like, dang it, man, I got to get some of these things too.
Yep. Stop giving me games on sale.
Yeah, for real, guys. Stop making these sales so good. So yeah, if you guys have the time and the monetary means to go and, like, you know, browse the sale,
it's the biggest
stuff.
Thing
it's a huge sale on the PS4 / PS5 I guess as well, and you know, a lot of different types of indie games on there, but man, huge amount of really cool indie games. So like I think even things like Moonlighter's on for sale right now, you know,
Sparklight,
yeah all these really like cool different indie titles. I think I told Michael that I picked up a Curious Expedition, I think is what it's called. It's like a reminds me a little bit of Oregon Trail kind of gameplay wise, where you're kind of making your adventure across these different lands as you kind of move this, like, you know, fog of war disappears in the overworld map and stuff, and then you run into these situations where you, you know, kind of choose dialogue between yourself and, like, you know, a party that you meet or something like that.
You don't die of dysentery in it, do you?
I don't know, maybe you will, I'm not sure. I assume there's all kinds of perils in this, like, probably, you know, in this expedition based game. What I got that though. I picked up, we were just talking about it. What was the game that came out a few days ago? Shoot, I wanted to say Gravitron. That's not it.
Oh, the Griffith.
Yeah, Griftlands. There we go. Kind of card-based combat-looking game. Haven't played it yet, but it looks pretty cool. It's got card-based combat and then also card-based negotiation tactics in there as well, which is pretty cool. I like that kind of different, like, vibe there, yep, where it's not all just fighting.
You don't get that much.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think the only game that I got to play this last week was Cozy Grove.
That's so good that you're continuing that.
Man, I'm hitting a point though where, like, I am really only able to go and do this because I have such limited time.
Yep.
So my plan for this next week, before things get crazy and, like, again, Ratchet and Clank comes out, is for a long time I've been waiting, or not waiting, I've had this in my backlog and it keeps popping into my head. I was like, I should really go back and, like, finish this game just because of, like, the one character in there that I enjoyed having in there and stuff. And it was, what's his name? I think it's Christopher Maloney or something like that.
Oh,
it's
SVU.
Yeah, yeah. The Elliot Stabler from SVU. He is a kind of main character in this game. And he's kind of like, I don't know, he starts off as, like, a mentor kind of figure and then becomes an antagonist from what I've kind of gathered from what I've played originally, like, I don't know, a third into the game or something like that, mission-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's Call of Duty Black Ops 3. He's the character in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first played this game, like, the campaign stuff, and I saw him, I was just like, what the heck? Like, I did not expect this at all. That's crazy. But he plays a good character.
He's a very good actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Christopher Maloney. So I'm going to try and finish that game up because I know in the past it was taking me forever to get through it because there's, like, I think 5 difficulty levels or something.
Oh, God.
And the highest level, I think, is called Realistic, which it's like you get shot, like, once and you're dead.
Oh, kind of God. Thing. No, that's not funny.
And that was rough, man. Playing that, I think I've played the first 4 levels on Realistic. And then the 5th level, I was like, man, it had been, like, a while since I played it, and I was like, man, I kind of just want to, like, play this and still get some trophies maybe. So I put it 2 down, so it's like the middle difficulty called Hardened or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right above, like, the normal level kind of thing. So it's like, I don't know, normal, Hardened is, like, the hard, and then there's, I think, Veteran, which is, like, very hard, and then Realistic, which is, like, extreme kind of thing.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, man, there's a trophy for finishing the entire thing on Realistic, but I'm like, it took a long time to get to where I was at. So let's just play the game.
That just takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, it was crazy trying to, like, figure out ways to get past levels with that. I was like, ugh, it's a lot.
It's weird when you said Ratchet and Clank coming out. I'm like, yeah, Ratchet and Clank is coming out. And I got really excited. I'm like, wait a minute. Crap, I don't have a PS5. I can't play that game. I got sad.
Yeah, once again, still, I'm just like, I'm kind of like, that's, I think, another reason why I'm, like, bummed out about the whole, like, God of War push and talking about them being, cross-platform. Because, like, I don't know. I mean, it's I get it that you have a bigger base of players who can then play it on those things, and then you get to play it a little bit, like, nicer looking and stuff on PS5, maybe less load times. But also, like, the cool thing that they talked about in that the tech breakdown of the PS5 was that the processing is so fast that you don't have to build levels in the same way as you would in, like, other games to hide loading screens and stuff. Like in God of War, when, you know, you're going through these, like, long, craggy mountain, like, river passes and stuff. And obviously during that time, you're getting, like, story from, like, Mimir and stuff like that, right? Or, like, Atreus is talking to you and things, and you guys are, you know, having this banter back and forth. But eventually you get to where you're supposed to be going to, and then, you know, everything is already loaded because it was able to hide that behind the mountains and stuff. So you don't think about it unless you kind of, you know, understand the game design a little bit more from kind of being talking about things in the industry like this. But the idea that it's still going to be like that where, you know, now we know that, like, it's capable of so much more and it's kind of just, you know, still scaled to the PS4 and it can run a little bit better on the PS5. It's just like, ah, kind of bummed out. I wanted the next God of War to be like this amazing mm-hmm. showcase kind of thing, you know?
I definitely get it, but I chalk it up to more of it more being just for, especially now for people who can't get a PS5.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also more about the sales at this point.
People who can't, don't have the money for a PS5, they still want people to enjoy the God of War on the PS4.
Yeah, they want it to be a commercial success rather mm-hmm. than being held back by the number of PS5s in the wild. Yeah,
that
and
people
stuff.
Can actually play it.
So yeah, I get it. It's just a bummer, you know. One more thing I wanted to throw out there, just because I was curious. I've thought about this for a little while now, and this I think will be the last thing that we kind of touch on and everything. I've thought about this for a while, just because, like, you know, when sometimes when new games come out on, let's say, like the PS4, PS5 side, because, you know, Lord knows I don't check the Xbox store that often.
Yeah.
Sometimes when new games come out over there, right, I'm like, okay, this is cool, right? Sometimes we'll get a sale. It'll be like, you know, 10%, 20% off or something. But usually it's like, you know, kind of few and far between that kind of happens for. Some indie games will come out like that with a sale at release for like the first week or two. And that's mm-hmm. really cool. On the Switch, though, it's just like sales everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you go into the deals section and
there's like 700 plus.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like constantly happening. It's like you're always in like at least the 400 plus mm-hmm. range of like number of games that are on sale, which is just like an awful thing to have to like search through on the Switch store for one.
The store sucks.
Yeah, the store is not great looking aesthetically wise. But then also, and then when you try to like, I think, what is it? You try to organize it sometimes. It doesn't organize it exactly like how you think it would.
Yep.
Because I think I've tried to go like price by price sometimes. And sometimes it's out of order mm-hmm. in the price still. And I'm just like, what are you doing, Nintendo? But I've been curious like, what you think about, like, because when I see the Switch store and it's got these crazy sales going on, sometimes the games on the Switch store I have seen like literally 99% off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think there was a game or two I bought for like pennies. And I'm just like, how does this happen, for one? But like, two, like, do you think this is a good thing? Do you think it's good that the Switch has so many crazy like sales going on? Because I can't imagine that, like, it makes it feel a little bit like Steam. You know how Steam mm-hmm. always has sales going on, from what we hear? We're not PC gamers.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, when people talk about the Steam store, they're just like, oh yeah, the Steam store is a mess.
Yep.
All kinds of games on it. Some of them are super, super crappy. And deals all the time, right? Like mm-hmm. just deals out the wazoo. What do you think about the Switch store? Do you think it's good to have all these sales going on?
That was a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I lean like I don't have a problem with it, because I would say I play the Switch a lot and I check out the games deals and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There are occasionally some of the deals that are like cool games and good games and games that cost a good amount.
Yeah.
When they're on the sale, they normally cost maybe like 5, maybe 10% off. I never, unless it was like Ori that shockingly went off 50% off sale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's normally the games that I see that are like on sale all the time or decently chunked off like that are games that are just like, they would be trophy games for like PlayStation.
Yeah,
they'd be sure. Games that people who just want a game, say it for like a visual novel to just watch anime girls are
yeah,
like
yeah.
For some it's always those lower end games that aren't
yeah the ones that maybe people would take less seriously, but like, oh hey, it's like 50% off, let's
yeah,
just check it out.
Yeah, so I want to say it's not, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the issue lies with Nintendo making a store to be able to filter out things like that,
yeah,
or making
yeah.
a better system where you can just like siphon through things like that and get to the games that you really want to see that are on sale, not just like the 90% off 99 cent or $2 game
yeah.
kind of thing.
I think even like adding a option in the store, like, you know how they have like, what do they call it? Like great deals or something like that. Is there mm-hmm. deals section?
Yeah. It's for everything.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah, there's to find the discounts and stuff. It's just called great deals. So yep. you go to there and it's just all the deals going on in the store. I think it would just be good to have a section that's like, I don't know, bargain
yep.
bargain games or something like that. And then maybe in there, it's like for people that, you know, they have a couple bucks to spend and then these things are like, I don't know, 95% off, and you can go check those out and be like, hey, I'll try this thing out. I got like,
exactly.
I got 20 cents that I can spare. Right. At that point, I'd be like, hey, man, maybe.
It's always on sale. Buy it now.
Yeah. Like maybe save your money if that's the case.
Yeah.
If you don't have the money to, you know, to maybe drop like 10 bucks or something, maybe just like hold off for a bit. Just because games are expensive. But yeah, but I mean, I sometimes I'm just like, man, because a game will like come out like you said, like the some of the visual novel type of games that people maybe get for like trophies on the PlayStation and stuff, and probably even Xbox. Mm-hmm. And then it'll come out on the Switch as well, and the Switch version is like 30% off, and yeah. then on the PS4 or the Xbox, it's just full price. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on here? Like, I thought that it was always the developers that chose the like discount stuffs, but Nintendo seems to make it seems to break that rule where it's like, I can't tell sometimes if Nintendo is setting the discount prices mm-hmm. or if it's like the developers just see that like, hey, since we don't have a like, you know, a draw to these games on the Switch, like trophies and achievements on the other platforms,
we'll cut it off.
We maybe put this on sale immediately out the gate so that if people want to buy it on Switch, it's like, oh, hey, I can buy it cheaper over here, and they just buy it like that. Yeah, it's an interesting type of thing. I just feel like sometimes I'm like, hey guys, why not just like treat the prices like the same across the board?
Yeah.
Why do you make it feel like it's, I don't know, like if you buy it on other consoles, you get like a worse deal type of thing, you know?
I also think it just, I guess it depends on what system you want to play it to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it's something I've
been noodling about. It is a weird thing. They 100% need to fix the store.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
With everything they do on it.
Oh, man. Yeah,
they need the worst online store.
And that's, you know, like, it's funny because back, I think, what, two generations ago now, I guess maybe even then, like, the Wii store didn't seem like it was great either.
No, it didn't.
But the PS3 store was awful.
It was real bad, too.
So bad sometimes. If you were to go on there now, it's still real bad.
Yeah.
But obviously, they've stopped supporting and, like, you know, creating new modifications for it and stuff. Even though occasionally we'll get, like, a store update mm-hmm. if I turn on the PS3 or something. But yeah, I was just like, it's hard to think about like stores that were like bad, and now that we've gotten improvements to some levels, it's hard to think that there are still stores out there that are bad.
Yeah. And even just, like, I can't attest to the PS5 store yet or anything.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or the Xbox Series X or whatever. The Xbox store on the Xbox One isn't bad. It's sometimes hard to navigate and stuff.
Yeah.
I would even say the PS4 store at times mm-hmm. isn't great. Like, it's self-explanatory. You can find things, but sometimes it's like the video when you open like a game on the, you pick a game and you want to check a video.
Oh yeah.
The volume's always like blasted to 100.
Yeah.
And sometimes it like the screen bingles up. So not all stores are perfect, but they're a lot better than the Nintendo Switch store for sure.
Yeah. Like there's fewer kinks to iron out on those stores than there are for it seems like the Switch store. But
yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. It's hopefully they'll do redesigns. Hopefully
someday. They'll say, maybe they'll say something at their direct.
Just a brand new store design.
30 minutes of this direct just focusing on the new store.
Store update. Now that I think about it, I might have mentioned it before, but for a bit of time, the PS5 store had taken away the ability to organize. I think it was organize games on, you know, the PS5 and the PS4 list. By like, you know, thing like common things like price or like release date kind of thing like that, because mm-hmm. I would always go into there, change it to release date like new to old, right? Yeah. So that I get all the new games here and then I don't need to see the old stuff.
Smart.
So that's how I would figure out which things came out, since they stopped doing the PSN drop and stuff, right? But then they took that away randomly, and I was just like, why would you do that? Like, this store is already like difficult to like manage sometimes. And I had to find a weird workaround where I couldn't just search based off of like PS4 or PS5 platform. I had mm-hmm. to go directly into like all games, which just sucks. And then they brought it back eventually. So nice. I was just like, okay, thank you for bringing this thing back that I used a lot, because it was awful trying to go through it otherwise. So good on you guys for doing that change.
Probably got backlash, right? Honestly. Yeah.
I like to think that it's smaller podcasts like us that brought that backlash around,
because it was executive awful. Jim Ryan listens to our podcast.
Yeah, probably us and many others who are just like, hey guys, like, can you just give us this option back, please?
Options are good all around.
Yeah, yeah. More options, usually more better.
Exactly. More like better.
It's a trade for trade.
Trade for trade indeed.
Oh man. All right. That has been the Bros and Consoles podcast.
Quiz.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, a quiz. I forgot.
You can't skip the side quest, man.
Okay, yeah. Take me on the side quest, Michael. I was totally lost. You were ready. There. I was totally lost. There we
All
go.
All right. So in honor of our predictions, this quiz is game announcements and showcases.
Ooh, that's cool.
Okay. So this one could be one that you actually get 5 for 5.
Man, we'll see. We'll see what happens here.
Let's hope not. All right, number one.
always hoping for my downfall in these things.
At E3 1995, Sega Saturn and the PlayStation 1 were being set to release. Sony of America's chief, Olaf Olfson, what a name, came to the stage and essentially ruined the Saturn's run in America. What did he say? A, Sega is lying to you, and then proceeds to show proof why. B, $299, proceeds to walk off the stage. C, I play the Saturn and it doesn't work, and proceeded to drop a Saturn onto the floor. Or D, Sonic has kidnapped my family, and the only way to get him back is if you buy a Saturn, and then proceeds to break down in tears on stage.
Oh my gosh.
I can repeat them if you want.
Okay, so I know you said that the... I said I know you said and I forget the first one. Because you said that he either said Sega is lying to you.
Yep, and then proceeds to show proof.
Show proof.
B, or $299. He drops
a price and then just walks off the stage?
He walks off the stage.
I'm assuming he's dropping a price for the PS1.
Yes.
Okay.
And C says the Saturn doesn't work and then dropped one on the stage. Hmm.
I guess I'll say A. Because I would assume if they announced the price, it would be more than just like $299 and then he bounces. That, unless we're taking some liberties with how that played out.
No.
Are we taking liberties? Okay. I'm gonna say A, the first one about Sega.
Is that your final answer? To you.
Yeah, sure.
It is B, $299.
What? He just because said $299 Saturn, and then he walked away?
The Saturn announced that the price was going to be at $399. So the Sony chief guy came on stage, said $299, and then walked off the stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. They
it's $100 played, cheaper than Saturn, and that's all he said.
They played things way differently in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yep. That's crazy.
That's all right. He said. I'm like, dang. Wow. Almost like a mic drop.
Yeah, for real.
It was the early Sony, how we trade games is like this.
That was like pre that yeah. Sony, man. This yeah. Is, we're talking like...
We're There's talking, a video of it. I'll show Crash you after. Bandicoot it's pretty coming crazy. Out
and shouting at Nintendo and stuff. Yeah. Jeez. All right.
All right, Sonic wins. Number two. Kingdom Hearts is a beloved series with many ups and downs over its history, mm-hmm. especially Kingdom Hearts 3. What E3 was Kingdom Hearts 3 first announced?
Oh, jeez.
A, E3 2012, mm-hmm. B, E3 2013, or C, E3 2014?
Okay. I think 2012. In my head, like I was immediately like 2012, mm-hmm. I think. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You'd be correct.
Yeah, I don't know why. I remember piece of information.
I forgot to read this.
What was D?
D, Hell in the Cell 2015.
Oh, my gosh. All right, there we go.
There you go. All right, number three. PlayStation began pumping out the first State of Plays back in 2019. What was the very first game that was shown at the very first State of Play?
Ooh, okay.
A, Concrete Genie. B, Iron Man VR. C, Crash Team Racing. Or D, a cease and desist from Nintendo.
Man. What was the first thing in the first State of Play? Jeez. Oh, man. I guess.
Think back.
Man. Jeez. Okay. You said, Crash Team Racing,
Concrete Genie, and Iron Man VR.
I don't think I've ever remembered Sony starting with VR stuff on State of Plays. So, I guess I'll say...
This is the first one now.
I guess I'll say Concrete Genie.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It was indeed Iron Man VR.
Wow, all right.
The first thing they showed.
I've totally forgotten.
Yeah.
Jeez.
To be fair, all those games are shown too.
Yeah, but Iron Man was all the first same one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, shocking.
Yeah.
Man.
I remember Greg was super hyped for that game though.
Yeah. I think it sounded like it did. It was pretty cool.
Oh, you never played it?
No. I have the VR. I just never played Iron Man VR. I'm just like, it's been a while since I've used the VR. I should probably start doing it again. Beat Saber. You know what I'm saying?
Get those high scores, man. All right. Number four. Final Fantasy VII was one of the best games in 2020.
Yep.
But when was the game first announced? A, E3 2015. B, PSX 2015. C, E3 2016. Or D, the 20th anniversary of Wallace and Gromit. Jeez.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let me think here.
Turn those gears, man.
Yeah. Okay, so you said we're gonna throw out Wallace and Gromit.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. He said 2015 E3, mm-hmm. 2016 E3, or PSX
2015. First time it was shown.
Okay. So or announced. I think if I remember right, I don't think it was 2016. Because I believe, which is really, really random, I think I just watched the 2016 E3
oh, really?
Recently. Like within the last few weeks. There's no Final Fantasy here. I don't think there was Final Fantasy in there. And I think it was an E3 thing. I thought it was an E3 thing. So yeah, I'll say E3 2015.
Final answer?
But was it PSX?
Don't second guess yourself now.
Oh man. I just kind of like remember the whole like I'll say E3 2015. I'll say that.
You'd be correct.
Yeah, there we go. I remember
Adam Boyd was on stage.
Mm-hmm. I remember the whole like they announced it, had the you know, the words on the screen, like, you know, directed by I think what's it, Tetsuya Nomura kind of thing. Yep. And he didn't even know he was the director at that point. he was shocked to find this out as well.
It wasn't even gameplay, it was just like a video.
Yeah, it was just like a
and they show Barrett and Cloud walking out. And people are like, oh my god.
That was awesome though. I had never even played Final Fantasy VII at that point, but I was super psyched.
You could feel the excitement there.
Oh yeah, dude.
All right. Okay. Number 5. Mm-hmm. In the very first Nintendo Direct,
jeez,
Reggie Phyllis Ame.
Ames, is that?
A-I-M-E?
Yeah, I think it's Ames, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Started off the show by saying what? A, mm-hmm. you don't own a 3DS? What's wrong with you? B, the Wii U is only a couple months away. My body is ready. C, my name is Reggie, and I am happy. Or D, Sonic the Hedgehog is the greatest video game IP in existence, and his day of reckoning will come. Jeez.
Man, now I thought, because I was like, man, I don't remember when the first Nintendo Direct happened.
Oh, I'll say that, 2011.
Jeez, that's forever ago. Oh yeah. My gosh, okay. Because I remember the joke about Reggie being that, like, the first like, notable thing that people remember about him was, like, when he was on stage and he was like, what is it,
I'm ready to kick ass.
And, yeah, it's like, yeah. Like we're here to I think what was it, like kick names and
kick ass or something like, yeah, that.
And take just kick like ass. Such a, he like mixed it up or something. Oh my gosh,
he's the coolest.
He was a funny guy. Man, what? Okay, wait. Read me the first three again.
First three: A, mm-hmm. you don't own a 3DS. What's wrong with you? B, the Wii U is only a couple months away. My body is ready. Or C, my name is Reggie. And I am happy.
Now, is this like a I'm happy and then he said more stuff and we like cut it off there or something? Oh, now we're playing dirty, Michael. Michael gave me the shrug. Michael knows things.
I do know things. I will say all three were said by him.
Yeah, yeah.
In some way.
In some form. Okay, okay. You said 2011?
2011.
And what did you say? You said the Wii U?
The Wii U.
It's a couple months away? Yeah, sure. Let's go with that one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You'd be wrong.
Dang.
It is A. You don't own a 3DS. What's wrong with you?
Is this really the first thing he said when he came on stage?
It was the first thing he said. It was when the first thing was shown. It showed
weird. Okay.
Nintendo Direct, and then he came on. It's like, oh, 3DS. You don't own a 3DS? What's wrong with you? the Wii U is only a couple months away was mm-hmm. made up. He said my body is ready when he was talking about the Wii balance board.
Oh, gotcha.
And okay. Then my name is Reggie and I am happy was, I think, the 2008, was it E3 Nintendo conference
mm-hmm.
or something along those lines where they're releasing like a new Zelda game or something.
Gotcha. Okay. Man, Reggie's crazy.
Reggie's crazy.
Man. Reggie quotes are a thing you can dive into all your
He's own. A meme. Man, almost 5 for 5.
God. Dang, okay. What was that? I was at 3, is that right?
I think you got 3.
Nice. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Not bad.
All right. Well, now, officially, that has been the Bros and Consoles podcast for episode 78, I think I said.
Yep.
Thank you guys again for tuning in. We will be back again next weekend. I think, like I mentioned, shorter type of thing. So, kind of solo thing. I'll do one, I think, next weekend. Michael will do one the following. And then we should be back in kind of more full capacity. What week is that? Probably July the last week of the month, right? Or is it... Hold on a second. Oh, no, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, it's basically the last weekend of the month. Yeah, so the weekend of the 26th or 27th kind of thing for a regular episode. But, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. I enjoy doing these prediction ones because they're a lot of fun. We haven't done a solid predictions episode in forever.
It's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
So 800 years.
We'll see if... I don't even remember who has the prediction champion belt or something. You probably do. But we'll see if it moves around and stuff, see what happens there. It'll maybe be difficult to tally these things up. I'll have to re-listen and kind of write things down, but we'll look forward to seeing how that goes. Probably, I would assume probably in August is probably when we'll know for sure. 'Cause that's about a month or so. So, until next time, hope you guys are having a good time out there playing some video games. Always feel free to write into brosandconsoles@gmail.com. And we will see y'all next week for solo things, and then 2 weeks from now for regular episode.
Peace.
Cheers, everybody.